If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe in me, believe in the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The works. These works which Jesus performs are a sign that he and God are one. They're a sign that he is in the Father. And so, in these last few moments, we've already entered into Passion Tide. And we're entering into Passion Week now. So it's a time for us to crank up our Lenten practices, to intensify them. So even if you've not done well thus far, maybe you stopped doing well the day after Ash Wednesday on those Lenten promises you made. Maybe you made it through the first week or the second week. Well, whatever it is that you began doing, even if you failed it and you've given up on it at this point, it's a time to crank it up and to start anew. Because during Holy Week, we intensify everything. Because it is at that moment that Jesus intensifies his demonstration of his love for us, his works which he does, which are from the Father. What works are those? What are the works which reveal us to be Christians, reveal us to be Catholics? What are those works? There are two good answers. I'm not going to pick on Iris. I know she knows them. But the rest of you, what are these works? Remember, there's two good answers.
Love and mercy.
Okay, those are in general, but what are the works that show us to be Christians? If we were to make a list of works, what are they called? How about let's start there? We're Catholic. See? You can go ahead and spoil everybody. What are? Charity is one of them. Okay? We can talk about it that way. We call those the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit, you'll find them in Galatians chapter 5, verse 32, verse 22. They are love, which is charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the fruits of the Spirit, the nine fruits of the Spirit. And if you're walking close to God, if you're living within the Spirit, these fruits are going to grow in you. And if you're not, they won't be there. That's one answer. But another answer is another set of works, two sets of works that we do. We usually associate them with the time of Lent. What are those lists? Huh? Well, they're related to the Beatitudes, which are good. Another way of living it out. There's another good answer that I didn't think of.
Penance, prayer, and
almsgiving. Prayer, penance, prayer, almsgiving. Oh, yeah, all those things, those are the signs of Lent. But more specifically, the corporal and the spiritual works of mercy. There we go. You remember what those are, right? The corporal and spiritual works of mercy. These works of mercy that Jesus himself was proclaiming. Jesus was doing these things, and there, because of that, they came to believe in him. He said, look, if you don't believe in me, and you don't believe the words that I said, and you hate me, at least believe the works. Not just the miracles. That's not what he's talking about. He's not talking about the miracles. He's talking about the deeds, the actions. The actions that the Messiah was supposed to perform. What are these corporal works of mercy? Well, that's the spiritual work of mercy, so that's very good. Those are good ones. We'll start with the corporal works of mercy because those are the ones we normally think of. What about feeding the hungry? Remember multiplying the loaves. Remember giving water to the thirsty. What do you do with the woman at the well? What about clothing the naked? He did that too. He also covered their shame. What about giving shelter to the homeless? He grabbed people who weren't included and brought them into his own protection. He gave them a home. What about visiting the sick? That's something that we got to do. If we're Christians, we visit the sick. The sixth is to visit those who are imprisoned. And the seventh is to bury the dead. Those are the seven works of mercy. Got to dedicate ourselves in double fashion during this season of Lent and particularly in Passion Time. But we often forget about the spiritual works of mercy. Spiritual works are, as you said, Francis, to instruct the ignorant. Tell them what the right way to go is. But also, we got a second one, is to counsel those who are doubtful or those who are lacking in faith, having strong doubts about their faith, to encourage them in them. Third one, which very few people do, and that's why we have so many problems in the world, is admonishing the sinner to repentance. When we see our brother falling into sin, to tell them, look, that's sin. You should not be doing that. I love you more than I love your opinion of me. Stop doing that sin. I want to see you in heaven. The fourth is to bear patiently with those who wronged us. Really, what that means is forgive us as we forgive our debtors. Let go of grudges. The fifth is to forgive offenses, which intensifies them. And the sixth is to console those who are afflicted, those who are sorrowful, especially those who have lost loved ones. To mourn with those who are mourned, to rejoice with those who rejoice. And the seventh is to pray for the living, but also for the dead. Those are the seven spiritual works of mercy. We got to be doing the corporal and the spiritual works of mercy. These are the 14 steps, the 14 rungs, the 14 rungs of the ladder that lead us to the cross. That lead us to be able to reach inside of the wounds of Christ and in our own difficulties to be able to climb into them, trusting that God will protect us. There's this prayer, the Anima Christi. Maybe some of you pray it. That's what I pray on my knees every day after Mass. When we're all waiting there for me to do the next thing in Mass, that's what I'm praying, the Anima Christi. And especially my favorite phrase in there is intra tua vulnera abscondami, which means into your wounds, hide me. When we're in difficulty and when we don't know what's going on, that's what we should do. Hide within the sacred wounds of Jesus, which we just meditated upon in the Stations of the Cross. I like to think of myself as being able to climb so high enough to reach the wound of his side, to close myself in there and hide within his most sacred heart. But if we are going to be identified with Christ, then we got to do the works which identified Christ as the Christ. Which means, yes, making sure that these nine fruits of the Holy Spirit find their way in us, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. But also to take those 14 rungs of the ladder, which lead us up to the cross, being the 14 works of mercy, corporal and spiritual. Those works are feeding the hungry, giving water to the thirsty, clothing those who are naked, sheltering those who are homeless, visiting the sick and the imprisoned, also burying the dead. Spiritually, what we do is we instruct the ignorant. We counsel the doubtful. We admonish sinners, even if it means they're going to look down upon us or cast us away. To bear patiently with those who have wronged us, and also to forgive those who have offended us. To console the afflicted, and to pray for the living and the dead. If in your difficulties you want to be able to crawl within the wounds of Jesus Christ, that's the ladder which we must claim, that we and Christ may be one in the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.